In our preview of the ECB decision, we warned the central bank may not be as dovish as the market had been pricing in the lead up, leaving the balance of risk tilted towards a higher euro. Indeed, this is how things have played out. The ECB went ahead and cut rates, which was a sure thing, but caught the market off guard with an upward revision to core CPI forecasts. The central bank also downgraded the growth outlook, though this didn't come much as of any surprise, leaving the inflation revision as the big unexpected that needed to be priced, which accounted for this post-event risk euro demand. Other than that, we continue to see broad US dollar selling and a resumption of risk on flow, with investors leaning on an expectation of more Fed rate cuts than less in 2024. This expectation, along with hawkish comments from BOJ Tamura, left the yen considering another push to a fresh yearly high against the US dollar, that is to say, a dollar-yen low. Another important piece of price action to highlight on this Friday is this push in the price of gold to yet another record high. Key standouts on Friday's calendar come from Eurozone industrial production, Canada wholesale sales, U.S. import and export prices, Michigan sentiment, and an ECB Lagarde speech. That's all for now.